Ladies and gentlemen, ghosts, ghouls, goblins, and other creatures, welcome to the Incendiary Magazine Halloween Shedcast.
Spooks come out for screaming way.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a daft disguise. They pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Socialize.
Myself, I'm Watson Pritchard. In just a minute, I'll show you the only really haunted house in the world. Since it was built a century ago, 7 people, including my brother, have been murdered in it. Since then, I've owned the house. I've only spent one night there, and when they found me in the morning, I was almost dead.
Turned a bag of groceries, accidentally taking off the shelf before the expiration date. I came back as a bag of groceries, accidentally taking off the shelf before the day stamped on my sand. Did a large procession wave their torches as my hand fell in. Everybody dancing on the casket. Now it's sooner I'm dead and I haven't done anything that I want, or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do. I will never say the word procrastinate again. I'll never see myself in the mirror with my eyes closed. I didn't apologize for when I was 8 and I made my younger brother have to be my personal slave. Did a large procession wave their torches as my head fell in the basket? And was everybody dancing on the casket? Now it's over, I'm dead and I haven't done anything that I want. Or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do. So I won't sit at home anymore. And you won't see my head in the window. Up there on the wall at the store, I returned the bag of groceries accidentally taken off the shelf before the expiration date. I came back as a bag of groceries accidentally taken off the shelf before the date stamped on my sand. Did a large procession wave torches as my head fell in the basket, and was everybody dancing on the casket? Now it's over, I'm dead, and I haven't done anything that I want. Or I'm still alive, and there's nothing I want to do. Now it's over, I'm dead, and I haven't done anything that I want. Or I'm still alive, and there's nothing I want to do.
I paint my face every year, all day. The 31st ain't nothing to me, another holiday. All of a sudden, face painting's in style, and I've been doing it ever since Gilligan's Island was on. We'll try and live it all year, though. Try and pick up a chick when you're painted up like a weirdo. I'm 68 years old, I still trick-or-treat. You think I care? Shit. I'm trying to find something to eat and tell them old ladies, keep your pennies. If it ain't about a quarter, don't even bother. I'm sick of these little kids, too. I know you did it. Put a brick in your bag and hit me in the head with it. And then they take my candy and diss. Look what I got from the fat guy painted like Kiss. All year I'm a psycho, huh? I see. But each and every Halloween, you wanna be me! Fish in a bag, lady. All made love and had a little baby. And supposedly, I'm the one. But at this point, that's only purely speculation. On Halloween, people smile at me. The rest of the year, they dial the police. They kick me off their lawn and shoot me off their cars. But on Halloween, they're giving me candy bars. Trick or treat, it's 5:30 in the morning. I'm still out. I'm standing on your lawn and I'm looking through your window. Tap, tap. I see a gummy bear on a table. You gonna eat that? My paint don't come off, and if it did, what? You think I'm scary now? Shit! I look like Frankenstein. It's been slapped with ugly, yet children hug me on Halloween. My guts. On Halloween, though, they wanna ride my nuts. They dress up like monsters, freaks, and clowns, and pass jelly bears, goobers, and suckers around. The next day when I try to trick-or-treat, it's get off my porch, or I'll call the cops, you freak. I don't understand you people, but that's okay. I'll see you next time you all try to be Violent J.
I don't care. I want to die. They say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad. Monty, yes, fearless leader. Bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant Fipo!
Boy, is he nuts.
They said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony!
See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
I'm Frederick Lauren. And I've rented the house on Haunted Hill tonight so that my wife can give a party. A haunted house party. She's so amusing. There'll be food and drink and ghosts. And perhaps even a few murders. You're all invited. If any of you will spend the next 12 hours in this house, I'll give you each $10,000. Or your next of kin in case you don't survive. Ah, but here come our other guests. It was my wife's idea to have our guests come in funeral cars.
Needs haunting, just call Rent a Ghost. We've got spooks and ghouls and freaks and fools at Rent a Ghost. Hear the Phantom of the Opera sing a haunting melody. Remember what you see is not a mystery, but rent a ghost. At your party, be a smarty and hire rent a ghost. If you want to fright like the spooky heights with rent a ghost, then you can let our spirits move you. I thought fun play ghostman's knock, because we aim to shock, we hope your knees will lock. That's rent a ghost. Let me say the most horrific, simple ghost, not scientific, merely supernatural coolies of the day. Heavy footsteps in your attic means suspected telepathic is descending just to spirit you away. Hey! We are extraordinary fellas here at Rent a Ghost. To be another Yuri Geller, come to Rent a Ghost. For a biography with ghost writers, and not forgetting a ghost script. An apparition quit from deep inside a crypt. Ring Rent a Ghost. An apparition quit from deep inside a crypt. Ring Rent a Ghost.
Cause you never can tell. There just might be a gremlin in your house.
Thank you. out Elizabeth Selwyn. Thou consorted with the witch, Elizabeth Selwyn?
No.
Burn the witch! Selwyn, on this third day of March, in the year of our Lord, 1692, we, the people of Whitewood, Massachusetts, condemn thee as a witch. May the flames cleanse thy soul of its evil, of its lust for blood, but may they bring about the death of Abigail Adams.
as it would pay. To a promising career. They prophesy of their own demise. It was too good to resist. It was too good to resist. Flesh is the end.
Yeah. Once again, into the haunted shed of Incendiary Magazine. Until next time, enjoy your nightmares. Now go over to www.inmusic.nl if you can't spell www.incendrymag.com. Bye.